Hello, Christina Russo. Thanks for tuning in to this wonderful middle of the work week Wednesday. And I hope you all are doing well. And it is such a great day for conservatives once again. Oh, it's funny because the libs are triggered. You got Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren screaming at the cameras on MSNBC, black supremacist Joy Reid going off, and the list goes on and on, including sugar booty Don Lemon. He hasn't really gotten outraged yet, but he had this stone look on his face during an interview. I believe it was Monday. Now we come to the second great news. So it looks like JD Vance is the new GOP for US Senate in Ohio. So you can see images, he's all over the press, shaking Trump's hand, and I believe there's an image of him in a Trump rally. So I'm going through all these ads, right, just to, pinpoint some of the news headlines, and I found this out listening to Charlie Kirk. You all know I listened to Charlie Kirk during my lunch break. So that's how I found out about his victory, excuse me. So congrats to him. On one, I'm gonna tell you in a minute why I'm chuckling. Okay, I'm gonna get it together. Bear with me. On one headline, I think it was called the Intelligencer. That's not even a word, okay? So they made an adjective to a noun as the name of a newspaper, whatever. So in the Intelligencer, they called him some type of horrific name, almost like, like a Hitler or extremist. It could have been fascist. But I chuckled because it made me think of other people like, so far a hero in the conservative movement, Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, who triggered Twitter as well. When he talked about biological differences between men and women. And so now that Vance can tweet and we got a stronger GOP race. Now, I mean, we still have miles ahead because I've mentioned before, I mean, I think he may be a weak candidate though, but Asa, I think that's how you say his name, the governor of Arkansas, Hutchinson, also put his name in the hat for the presidential race. Then we have government elections for governor, either Abbott or Beto. And so we still have a long way to go. So keep fighting the good fight, American citizens. I mean, it's great that you all didn't give up. But one thing I'm going to clarify, when these people are getting all triggered about the situation with Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court leak, now they're kind of being suspicious who may have caused it. Now, of course, the Hodge twins jokingly said Ketanji Jackson. I don't know. Well, she couldn't define. I'm not surprised she couldn't even define what a woman was, or refused to answer the question because she knows what a woman is. Is their experience and see the everything is turning. You know when some people call it karma, but as a Christian, it's the golden rule. Okay. The words of Jesus, okay, do unto others as you have others do unto you. So not only have they been sneaking in and having their way and being disrespectful to Trump and calling him all kind of names. I mean, the Trump was not innocent, with his he could go overboard with his tweets, and then they toyed with the election, some discrepancies there. So they're getting this all back. And I believe the Lord's hand is allowing this situation, even though it's justice for the unborn, allowing this situation because this is one of their main talking points or beliefs or whatever. But their concern, and one of them said, one of the Hodge twins, I believe it was Keith. At least you're the usually the one on the right. Yeah, I think it was Keith that said this. That it's not about the woman nor her rights. It's a business. So all this time, over the 60 million innocent lives that are with the Lord now, you made big money from this. Planned Parenthood, you better believe it. Now, I know one sister, haven't spoken to her in a while, one sister that would go out there every Saturday. She's up north and will have her sign out protesting for the unborn. I believe there's another brother. He's a pastor. He was on a show yesterday about this overturn. I can't stand when I can't remember something. His name is at the tip of my tongue. He has a long brown beard. He did a good job, holding signs. And when pro-lifers peacefully protest, guess who bothers them? The radicals that support abortion. I mean, anybody can be extreme, but I mean, these people are really ridiculous. So all of this is coming back to them. I mean, but this business with this is like I like drugs. Nutraceutical companies. I think I'm saying that getting tongue-tied here. Other big businesses, the ones that DeSantis wasn't afraid to come against. That's where they're losing the pro-choicers or whatever they call them. These pro, not pro-life, but these abortion advocates are going for. So yeah, brothers and sisters, let's keep it coming, get coming. Your prayers are working, and I don't want it to stop because I'm even despite of my week being long. This is something apart from this. It's related to work. Despite of having a long week, I'm having a good one at the same time. Christina Rizzo, pray for our nation and pray for our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church suffering globally. And I'll talk to you super soon. Bye-bye.